Hello.
Hi, is that Gary Scrimshaw?
Speaking.
Hi, Gary, it's Leah from MMA Legal. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. Sorry, I missed your call earlier on. I was in
No.
the middle of a shop at the time.
You're all right, don't worry about it. It's absolutely fine. I just wanted to see if I could get a hold of you before you go away.
I know that thing.
It's just a quick one. I just need a bit of further information from you for your application. Before I start, I do just have to let you know that calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah, no problem.
And can you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
Yeah, it's 30/11/1979 and it's FK13 6TZ.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Gary. I have got it on file already. I've got your brothers, Andrew and Stephen, and your sister, Elizabeth. I'm wondering if you can remember your parents' names.
Yeah, it's Fiona Bond,
Yeah.
which is now known as Fiona Anderson.
Yeah.
And Edwin, that's EDWIN,
Yeah.
Scrimshaw, which is my dad.
No problem. And Gary, were you known by any other names during your time in care, or just Gary Scrimshaw?
It should just be Gary Scrimshaw, to be fair.
Yeah, no
That's
problem.
all I've known it. I've got my birth certificate and that there. It still says Scrimshaw and that on it anyway.
Perfect, that's absolutely fine. I've got Till Coultry Medical Practice as your GP.
Yeah, that's right, yep.
Let me just double check. I think we have. Yeah, I've got records back from them.
Yeah, they did say I went in and moved them on a bit because they said they had to re-phone me just to confirm that, although I'd already signed something for you to get them.
Yeah, they've been doing that at the minute. I think it might just be individual practice policies or something.
Yeah.
Can I confirm? It doesn't have to be exact, but can you remember anything about your address prior to care?
It was Alva I stayed in. It was the Nethergate. That was the last place I stayed with my mum and dad, so it would have been the Health and Social Work Department and things like that had helped me at that point.
Okay, did you say
Because
Nethergate?
the Nethergate, yep.
And is that like a house?
No, basically, it's a street.
Okay.
The Nethergate. I can't remember exactly what flat number is that I stayed at, but I do know it was the Nethergate and it was in Alva, because my dad left Army when I was 4, and
Yeah.
we moved into the Nethergate in Alva when I was 5, and then I was put into care when I was 6.
Perfect, no problem at all. So I've got the Nethergate, and did you say Alva?
Alva, AL, V for Victor, A for Alpha, Alva.
Perfect. No problem at all. I'll just pop that all onto your file. The reason we ask is because some of the councils hold social care records in the parents' names, not the child's name. So it's just
Well, I
in
do
case.
know that this social work department that you're going to probably get in touch with them, I've got it in my name because I've already had photos and that out the file already when I was
Okay.
younger.
Have you still
So
got
I
them
do know.
photos, Gary?
I've just got one.
Would you be all right if you sent a picture of that to us, or?
Yeah, I can try and get my wife to find it. Yeah, it'd be somewhere. As I said, we're going on holiday next week, so I wouldn't be
No,
able to do
of
it.
course,
She's
yeah.
got things upside down just now. But yeah, there is a photo of me, my big brother, and my wee brother in Alva Park down the road,
Okay, yeah, no
just
problem.
before we went into care.
And which, what's the word I'm looking for? Which social care institution were you under when you were in the Nethergate?
So that'll be the what you would know now as the Alloa Social Work Department. That's Alloa, it's Alloa.
Okay, and which council is that under?
Clackmannanshire.
No problem at all.
Yeah, I've done a
Okay.
bit of homework myself. That's how I know a bit of the information,
Yeah.
because I've always wanted to try and find out answers, to be fair, because I've got quite a few gaps that I can't remember, or I just don't want to remember, if you know
Yeah,
what I
of
mean.
course. No, it's completely understandable. Let me ask you a quick question, Gary, and I'm sorry to ask because I know it can be a bit upsetting. Would you like your records back when we get them all? So we currently have medical records. We've got records from Forth Valley Hospital, and we are currently still just waiting from Clackmanshire Council.
The 17 records I think you've requested. You've got 14 or something so far.
Yeah.
I've seen that. You sent me an email confirming that. See, you did say, no.
No.
I'm 47 now. I've got two children of my own. I've got a wife. I've been married happily now for 20 years. So I'm not wanting to. My wife supported me through quite a bit. And I just don't want to kind of bring anything to unrest anymore. The only reason I'm doing this is because I just feel that people should be held to answer.
Absolutely.
For the way that children are treated. If that means that I get a bit of compensation out of it, then that means that I get a bit of compensation, but it's not about
it's a bit of justice, isn't it?
It's about, more of the injustice to the children that were in the care system at that time. Whether that be physical, mental, or whatever abuse, you know what I mean. We had to put up with it, and we had nobody that we could talk to. I don't know if you would know, but you've got to realise. I mean, all of us that were in care back in them days, always wondered where that person that would love you would be, and when you never ever get it, and you get it rubbed in your face every single day, it's not a nice feeling, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Gary, under data protection laws, we have to hold any information we get for 6 years before it gets destroyed.
Yeah, that's right.
So you have still got that option if you decided to, but it's completely understandable. And we support you and we want to help you get this justice as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. As I said, I just feel now, obviously, with the age and things like that, I've got a lot more strength that I can... fight my corner, but a few years ago, if you asked me, I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I completely understand. Is there anything else I can help you with while we're on the phone?
No. Do you not feel lost with these conversations sometimes?
Sometimes. Every now and then. But it's about... Yeah. I like my job. It's about helping people get justice and... It's something that I'm trying. You can't correct it, and you can't ever get the amount of justice deserved.
No, but definitely not. But
trying to be that person who can get some help for some people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thanks for doing it. Honestly, nice to know that there's people out there that will speak for us.
Absolutely, and like I said, my name's Leah, and if you ever have any questions, you can ring up and ask for me, and I'll be more than happy to help.
No problem. Well, thanks very much for your time then.
No problem.
Is that everything you need me for? Yeah.
Yes, that is. Sorry. I've got everything we need.
Right. Anything else? Your best day to catch me later is a Friday. That's my day off every day of the week. So if anybody needs to phone me, contact me or anything like that, if they do it on a Friday, then they're more than likely they'll catch me.
Okay, I'll actually pop that on your file so people can see.
It's just I don't want to waste your time, you know, and waste my time phoning me during the week when I'm at work.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll pop that on your file so anyone who comes onto your file to try and give you a call can see it, okay?
No problem, yeah. Well, thanks very much for your time again.
Thank you very much and enjoy your time away, Gary.
Right, thanks very much. Bye.
Thank you, bye.